It's Next Gen Farmer Day on ptbotoday.ca. A look at local workers in the agriculture sector who are making an impact in the community. Brought to you by Callahan Farm Supply, Alliance AgriTurf Inc., Equipment Ontario, Lindsay and Port Perry, and Kawartha Dairy Limited. For more than a century, 4-H Ontario has developed countless youths as leaders within their communities via hands-on projects and mentorships. Paul Rellinger caught up with 4-H Hastings alumnus Brianna Troop to learn more.
4-H started as mainly an agricultural or a life skills program. And that was kind of the big pull, as it was kind of something for those rural families to do with their youth and teach them some very practical skills. And we still do that very much to this day. But part of the popularity, I think, is that we've kind of broadened our horizons, where if there's something that the youth want to learn, we can run a club and make it fit into one of our projects that the province or nationally that they offer. And it really just gives the kids that hands-on learning experience that so many kids really love, and helps to teach so many like valuable skills and different things that they can learn, and kind of keeps them coming back, because it's not just sitting and hearing from someone. They get to have that time doing exactly what they're interested in.
And I think it's important to make the distinction. I believe there's the distinction that 4-H members aren't necessarily coming to you from farming families. They're coming from all walks of life.
Oh yeah, for sure. And it's not just our 4-H participants. Our volunteers are very much the same now. So our volunteers, our families that are involved, and our members are coming from all different walks of lives now. We are still mainly dominated by the rural agricultural backgrounds, but there are lots of participants that take part in these programs that maybe have never been on a farm before they joined 4-H, or they're from an urban area and they're coming out to learn things about farming, or just take part in a program that's not agricultural based at all. We have lots of programs that are things like a walk on the wild side, or there's even like finance projects now and things like that. So it can be ag-based, but it can also be something completely different. The main thing is that learn to do by doing, and the hands-on experience that it offers to our participants and our volunteers. The way everything's structured is there are certain things that all of our members are learning at every meeting. So things like parliamentary procedure, we have our members, you know, elect an executive for all of their clubs. So they learn how to run elections and how that process works, as well as if they sit into one of those positions like president or secretary or treasurer, they learn how to do those things at their meetings, as well as things like, you know, contribute to planning our meetings, what they want to learn, what they want to do, as well as, you know, thanking our guest speakers and, you know, introducing our guest speakers, anything like that. But one of the biggest things is really just that leadership and the responsibility that they do learn. We're always focusing on trying to build our participants and our volunteers into stronger leaders and active participants within their communities. And I think it really starts at that local level, where you show up as a brand new member and they say, okay, we're going to call this meeting to order and get started. And that's where it all starts for us, when you're, you know, 9 to 10 years old, if you start, or later. It could be brand new to a lot of members that have never been around that kind of structure before. For the farmers especially, it's a huge networking opportunity for them, because we have lots of programs that are geared towards the agricultural industry and things that could help them in the future, whether it's conferences or, you know, meeting sponsors who are in the industry and industry professionals, as well as scholarships and stuff like that for our students that carry on to study agriculture in their post-secondary.
That's a look at 4-H Ontario, one of our next-gen farmers.